Welcome, 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 welcome to Leading by Example, upholding standards without compromise. I am your host, Dr. Vaughn, inspiring excellence, one lesson at a time. Are you ready to be better within your world and become the standard bearer within your organization or wherever you are? Leaders, aspirants, every one of you, all of us influence our culture, the organization's culture, our workplace's culture through actions taken both inside and outside of the workplace. I founded Ontero Solutions upon integrity, customer satisfaction, and attention to detail, specifically executive coaching and leadership development. Join in for fun, practical, and educational stories as I share lessons, both the good and the bad, that I have learned in my 20 years of leadership and management experience. Leading by example starts now. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a brand spanking new radio show that is set to challenge the status quo, inspire change, and empower you to lead by example in a world where standards are often compromised. I'm Dr. Vaughn, your host for this series, and I'm thrilled to begin this journey of discovery and transformation with you. Have you ever wondered why standards seem to erode in our society, whether it's in the realm of ethics, business politics, or even our personal lives? Why do we often find ourselves in situations where principles and values are sacrificed for short-term gains or convenience? These questions lie at the heart of our series, Leading by Example, Upholding Standards Without Compromise. Over the course of this series, we will delve deep into the complex landscape of compromised standards, seeking answers, insights, and most importantly, solutions. Our world is a melting pot of diverse cultures, beliefs, and practices. And in this vibrant mosaic, it's not always easy to maintain unwavering standards. Yet we firmly believe that upholding principles, ethics, and values is not just a noble endeavor, but a necessary one. It's the cornerstone of progress, the cornerstone of trust, and a better future for all of us. In future episodes within this series, we'll explore the different facets of compromised standards. We'll hear from experts, thought leaders, and individuals who have confronted the challenges of maintaining their integrity in the face of adversity. Together, we'll examine case studies, discuss real-world examples, and provide practical guidance to help you navigate a world where compromise may seem inevitable. Leading by Example isn't just a show, it's a movement, a call to action for all of us to stand firm in our principles and lead the way by demonstrating the power of uncompromising standards. So join us on this exciting journey as we explore the why behind compromised standards, share stories of resilience and integrity, and equip you with the tools to become a beacon of unwavering principles in an ever-changing world. Are you ready to learn more about leading by example? I hope so, because we're about to begin. So we'll begin first with segment one. The title of segment one is The Prevalence of Compromised Standards. In this segment, we will explore how compromised standards manifest in different aspects of life, such as business, politics, education, and personal relationships. The Britannica Dictionary defines compromise as a means of reaching an agreement whereby each person or group releases something of value to end a disagreement. Within the context of this series, we will define compromise as accepting standards that are lower than what is desired. That's going to be our definition. Compromise standards are deviations from established norms, ethics, or quality levels, usually for expedient or self-serving reasons. I have some questions for you. What role does leadership play in either promoting or preventing compromised standards? And that's to include leadership at home and within your respective organizations. I am a businesswoman, but leadership is applicable in all facets of our lives. So whether you are a single mom, a stay-at-home mom, or you work in the nonprofit sector or the private sector, leadership plays a role in either promoting or preventing compromised standards. So think on that. How does the pressure to achieve short-term goals often lead to compromised standards? Are there any industries or sectors where compromised standards are more prevalent? If so, why? And how has compromise shaped the trajectory of your life? And if it did you recover? What did you learn, most importantly? My why for this series ties back to my frustration with a culture of anything goes and watching the unnecessary struggles because of a decision that involved compromise, to include those of my own. I also, don't care for the overall attitudes of I can do what I want or who's going to check me. We've got to have standards, no compromise. We need standard bearers for society, especially the younger generation. They need someone to look up to for mentorship. And although I don't like to consider myself as being old and, in spirit, I'm young, but, I am middle-aged, and we need to serve as standard bearers for our younger generations. During my attendance at Army Officer Candidate School, the motto was standards, no compromise. And it always, stuck with me. I attended back in 1998, and that was the motto, standards, no compromise. And the meaning behind that motto is every time you allow deviation, you unwittingly create a new standard, not just in the military, but this can be at your church, your home, your workplace, your relationship, anywhere. It's important that we know what we believe before a compromising situation arises. So as we go forward within this episode, or within this series, I should say, think about what is the basis of your belief system, and how does the foundation of your belief system influence your decisions against the backdrop of culture? We'll explore this in greater detail in future episodes. So thank you for tuning in. Together, we'll explore how to lead by example while upholding standards without compromise. Along the way, we will challenge one another to be better. We can all stand to be better. None of us are perfect. So off the top, here are some examples of the manifestation of compromise standards. Within business and finance, one of the first examples is the Volkswagen emissions scandal. And please feel free to jump in as you see fit or as you have a thought. I would love to hear from you. Volkswagen admitted to installing software in its diesel engines to manipulate emissions tests, making it appear as though their vehicles met U.S. environmental standards. The consequences were that this led to significant financial penalties, a loss of consumer trust, and a major hit to Volkswagen's reputation. Volkswagen faced billions of dollars in fines and settlements and was forced to recall millions of vehicles worldwide. If you were a Volkswagen owner during this time, I'm sure you felt the pain of that. And here's a tie-in statistic. The Edelman Trust Barometer, which measures public trust in institutions, reported in 2021 that only 56% of respondents, those that participated in the survey, only 56% of them trust businesses to do what is right. This highlights the erosion of trust in corporations due to ethical concerns. And that is so sad, 56%. On the political front, we have political corruption and scandals. As an example, there are numerous political scandals around the world that involve the compromise of ethical standards for personal gain or to maintain power. A notable example or historical example is the Watergate scandal in the United States, where President Nixon's administration was involved in illegal activities and attempted to cover them up. For some of you that are tuned in, you may say, oh, that's, I don't really remember that, but I bet you remember this one. Most recently, the events of January 6, 2021, when the U.S. Capitol building was attacked by a mob of people contesting the outcome of the 2020 presidential election. The consequence of these scandals often lead to public distrust in our government institutions, and they hinder effective governance and damage our social fabric. And as a former soldier, this totally makes me sad because this is, what we fought for. Yeah, we have liberties and freedoms. However, we still have standards that we must uphold and stand by for the greater good of us all. And here's an accompanying statistic for this, to describe this example. Transparency International's Corruption Perceptions Index ranks countries based on their perceived levels of public sector corruption. In 2021, 62% of countries scored below 50 on a scale of zero, meaning with zero being highly corrupt, to 100 being very clean. So that's so sad. 62% of countries scored below 50, which indicates the widespread issue of compromised standards in politics globally. Within education, our education realm is not unimpacted. The 2019 college admissions bribery scandal, which was called Operation Varsity Blues, exposed how wealthy individuals could manipulate college admissions processes through bribes and falsified applicant information. This scandal highlighted inequalities in the education system and resulted in legal repercussions for those involved, while undermining trust in the fairness of college admissions processes. A 2021 report by United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, highlighted that the COVID-19 pandemic has exacerbated educational inequalities, with an estimated 1.6 billion learners in more than 190 countries affected by school closures. This underscores how compromised standards in education can have far-reaching consequences, particularly for vulnerable populations. And on the personal front, we deal with compromise. We have the neglect of communication and emotional support in our relationships. Effective communication and emotional support are fundamental standards in any healthy relationship. When these standards are compromised, whether through neglect, avoidance, or prioritization of other interests, the relationship can suffer significantly. Let me give you this little scenario. Imagine a scenario where one partner consistently fails to communicate their feelings, thoughts, or concerns, either as a result of being overly absorbed in work, personal interests, or simply neglecting the importance of sharing information or communication with their partner. Alternatively, this partner might be physically present, but emotionally distant, offering little to no support during times of need, stress, or at least to emotional turmoil for the other partner in the relationship. This emotional disconnect, the lack of communication and emotional support, leads to feelings of loneliness and isolation within the relationship, and the partner on the receiving end may feel neglected or undervalued, and this exacerbates emotional and mental distress. This can also result in a resentment or a buildup of resentment over time. Over time, the absence of emotional reciprocity leads to a buildup of resentment, and that neglected partner might harbor feelings of bitterness for having their needs consistently ignored or minimized. And then there's also a decreased relationship satisfaction. You're just not, you know, overall the satisfaction in the relationship diminishes. As the foundational elements of mutual support and understanding erode, this dissatisfaction can permeate other aspects of the relationship, leading to frequent conflicts or just total disengagement. And I think, you know, if you're, you know, of a certain age, if you're an adult, you've experienced this, you know, in some form or fashion in a relationship. And in the most severe cases, the continuous neglect of basic relationship standards like communication and support can lead to separation of the two parties. Partners may find that the emotional gap has grown too wide to bridge, leading to the decision to part ways. So this example highlights how the neglect of core relational standards, such as open communication and emotional support, can deeply affect the health and sustainability of personal relationships. And it illustrates the critical role that emotional availability and engagement plays in maintaining connection and satisfaction between partners. So we have 1 minute and we are going towards our break, ladies and gentlemen, and we will be right back to continue on with segment one.
Are you ready to unlock your full leadership potential? Well, look no further. Our expert coaches will guide you to navigate complex challenges, enhance your decision-making, and inspire your team to reach new heights. Invest in your growth. Invest in your success. Elevate your leadership skills with Antero Solutions today. Visit our website, anterosolutions.com. or call 202-924-1781 to schedule your consultation.
Damayanti is the place for your soul, where you'll find inspiring reminders of your inner beauty and strength. Made in America and shipped directly from us to you. Our unique collection of Sanskrit mantras speaks of pure love, resilience, divine energy, and more. Damayanti, join us as we take our soul journey together. Go to damayanti.store now to find the special mantra that speaks to your soul.
It's what the world has been waiting for and needing for a really long time. Introducing you to Maximize Your Healing Power by Dr. Sharon Martin, available now. This book takes you on an empowering journey that teaches you how to have control over your own health, bridging the divide between Western medicine and shamanic practices of energy healing. Order today and get a free bundle of gifts from Dr. Sharon Martin and several of her partners. For more information, visit drsharonmartin.com.
Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith? Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Hi, I'm Erica Gifford Mills, founder of Balanced Symmetry and host of Get Rooted Radio. If you answered yes to even one of the above, then this 12-week course is for you. The Rooted Life Group Coaching Series will give you the tools, techniques, and strength to be intentional in your pursuit of what sets your soul on fire. Find out more about this program on my website, GetRootedRadio.com.
The Crystal Coach Show. Share.
All right, welcome back from our first break. Before we took a break, we were talking about the impacts of compromise on relationships. So an accompanying statistic is, did you know that the National Domestic Violence Hotline reported that nearly 1 in 4 women and 1 in 7 men in the United States have experienced severe physical violence by an intimate partner in their lifetime? These statistics reflect compromised standards within some relationships that may lead to violence and abuse. And then also a study published in the Journal of Marriage and Family in 2019 found that the divorce rate in the United States stands at around 42% to 45%. While divorce itself may not always be linked directly to compromised standards, it can be indicative of problems within relationships where standards are not upheld. These statistical examples provide insights, again, into how compromised standards can have tangible and sometimes severe effects on business, politics, education, and relationships. And these examples affect individuals and society at large. So, you know, again, think about leadership. You know, what role does leadership play, whether at home or within your organizations, private or non-private, how it impacts or influences compromise? Some points to ponder. The ethics of compromise are a complex and nuanced topic that can vary depending on the context and the values of individuals and societies. Ethics in compromise involves weighing the moral principles and values at stake when making concessions or finding middle ground in situations where conflicting interests or principles are involved. So we know that compromise is inevitable. But here are some key considerations and ethical principles associated to live by. When you have to make a compromise, you want to make sure that you balance the conflicting interests. This means that ethical compromise aims to find a middle ground that considers the interests of all parties involved, and it recognizes that different individuals or groups may have valid concerns and seeks to avoid a winner-takes-all approach that could harm some stakeholders. Transparency and honesty is a second one. Ethical compromise requires clear and honest communication throughout the negotiation process. The parties involved should be forthcoming about their intentions, their needs, and their constraints. This transparency builds trust and ensures that no one is deceived or coerced into accepting an unfair compromise. Thirdly, you want to have respect for rights and principles. Compromise should not involve sacrificing fundamental human rights or core ethical principles. For example, compromising on principles like equality, justice, or human dignity would generally be considered unethical. Ethical compromise seeks solutions that align with these fundamental values. 4, fairness and equity. Ethical compromise strives for fairness and equity. This means that the distribution of benefits and burdens resulting from the compromise should be reasonable and not disproportionately favor one party over others. It considers the potential impact on vulnerable or marginalized groups. And there are long-term impacts to compromise. The ethical consideration should extend beyond short-term gains. A compromise should not lead to negative consequences in the future. That's a good, you know, rule of thumb. This involves considering the environmental, the social, and ethical implications of the compromise over the long term. Number 6, consensus and mutual agreement. I have a list here, it's like 9. So consensus and mutual agreement. Ethical compromise encourages parties to voluntarily come to an agreement that benefits all parties involved to some extent. It values the input of each party and seeks consensus when possible, ensuring that the compromise respects the interests and values of all stakeholders. 7, avoiding unethical compromise. Ethical compromise prohibits agreements that involve illegal activities, deception, harm to others, or actions that violate fundamental ethical principles. For example, a compromise that condones discrimination or harm to vulnerable populations would be considered unethical. Number 8, conflict resolution. Ethical compromise serves as a constructive means of conflict resolution. It promotes dialogue, negotiation, and peaceful resolution of disputes while upholding ethical principles and minimizing harm. And lastly, number 9, contextual considerations. The ethical evaluation of compromise can vary based on the context. What is considered ethical in one situation may differ from another. Ethical norms and values can be influenced by cultural, legal, and societal factors. So it's essential to consider the specific circumstances and know your stance beforehand, not when you're in the middle of that situation that requires you to make a decision. So this is a very, very, very complex fabric of, you know, decision that we have to make and that we're confronted with on a day-to-day basis. In essence, the ethics of compromise involves finding solutions that respects the rights and values of all parties involved, avoids unethical actions, promotes fairness and equity, and prioritizes the long-term well-being of all. Ethical compromise is a complex process that requires careful consideration of the specific context and the ethical principles that apply to that context. It is about finding solutions that are both morally sound and practical in resolving conflicts and differences. So we are going to transition now to segment 2. The title of segment 2 is the impact of compromise on trust and integrity. This is probably where you most feel it. In this second segment, we will discuss the erosion of trust and integrity that often accompanies compromise standards. We will explore how this affects individuals, organizations, and society by sharing a couple of case studies that highlight the consequences of compromise standards. So I'll talk about individuals, you know, compromise standards from the individual, organization, societal, and from those perspectives before we transition to segment 3. So here we go. Individuals, personal consequences. The personal consequences of compromise. When individuals compromise their personal standards, it can lead to feelings of guilt, moral distress, and a sense of betrayal of one's own values. Studies such as those on ethical decision-making and psychology have shown that compromising personal values can have negative psychological effects. Now, as we continue on in this series, and as you all get to know a little bit more about me, I'll share some of my personal stories, but this one definitely hits home for me, you know, because it talks to the conviction that you have when you know that you've done wrong, when you've strayed from doing right. And in relationships, compromised standards can damage trust within personal relationships, including those with family, friends, and romantic partners. Studies on the impact of deception and betrayal within relationships provide insights beyond insights into the breakdown of trust, how this compromise breaks down the trust and the fabric of that relationship. Now, on the organizational front, it can lead to reputation and brand damage. Compromised standards within organizations can result in reputational harm and a loss of trust among customers, clients, and stakeholders. Surveys on corporate reputation and ethics, like those conducted by the Edelman Trust Barometer, demonstrate that impact. There are also legal and regulatory consequences of compromise within organizations. Studies on corporate scandals, such as Enron or Volkswagen's emissions scandals, show that compromised standards can lead to legal investigations, fines, and damage to the organization's bottom line. And then lastly, you know, where it's probably most felt is with employee morale and retention. We know it's very expensive to recruit. And we all have probably heard the adage that people don't leave organizations, they leave bad leadership. So, you know, research in organizational psychology has found that compromised ethical standards within companies and organizations can negatively affect employee morale, job satisfaction, and retention rates. So we'll be taking a look at this as we, you know, delve deeper into this series. And we'll also be talking about, you know, what are some things that you can do as a leader within your organization to mitigate against this. And if any of you have ever experienced, you know, compromise within organizations, you know, please just, you know, sound off in the chat, share your experience with us. I know that I have, but, you know, as I mentioned, as we delve deeper into this series, we will get a little more, we'll get more to granular detail. So we are about to proceed to our second break. And when we come back, we will talk about compromise within society and how it, you know, erodes our societal fabric. All right, so I will see you shortly after our second break.
Are you ready to unlock your full leadership potential? Well, look no further. Our expert coaches will guide you to navigate complex challenges, enhance your decision-making, and inspire your team to reach new heights. Invest in your growth. Invest in your success. Elevate your leadership skills with Antero Solutions today. Visit our website, enterosolutions.com, or call 202-924-1781 to schedule your consultation.
Damayanti is the place for your soul, where you'll find inspiring reminders of your inner beauty and strength. Made in America and shipped directly from us to you. Our unique collection of Sanskrit mantras speaks of pure love, resilience, divine energy, and more. Damayanti, join us as we take our soul journey together. Go to damayanti.store now to find the special mantra that speaks to your soul.
It's what the world has been waiting for and needing for a really long time. Introducing you to Maximize Your Healing Power by Dr. Sharon Martin. Available. It's what the world has been waiting for and needing for a really long time. Introducing you to Maximize Your Healing Power by Dr. Sharon Martin. Available now. This book takes you on an empowering journey that teaches you how to have control over your own health, bridging the divide between Western medicine and shamanic practices of energy healing. Order today and get a free bundle of gifts from Dr. Sharon Martin and several of her partners. For more information, visit Dr.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back from our break. Before we went on break, we were about to talk about the impacts of compromise within society. So compromises within our society, it negatively impacts social cohesion. Compromised standards erode social cohesion and trust. Surveys measuring social trust, like the General Social Survey, illustrate the broader societal consequences of declining trust. And I know I'm giving you a lot of information during this, this inaugural episode or this first episode, but I just want you to understand how, you know, complex, you know, our decision-making is influenced, you know, all those factors that influence our decisions on a day-to-day basis, you know, within our environment, and how this leads to an overall, you know, erosion of our social fabric if we're not watchful. And again, with our societal impacts of compromise, there's also an institutional distrust. Studies on public trust in institutions such as government and media highlight how compromised standards within these institutions can lead to a decline in public trust and confidence. And we talked about that, you know, or we touched on it briefly when we talked about, you know, Watergate and January 6, 2021. And there are also economic impacts. Research on the economic consequences of corruption and compromised standards within society, conducted by organizations like Transparency International, demonstrate the negative impact on economic development and prosperity. And then lastly, there are political consequences within our society. Compromised standards and politics can lead to political instability, January 6, 2021, and a loss of faith in the democratic process. Studies on the effects of corruption on governance and democracy provide additional insights. So after capturing this, I want to transition to share a case study with you. And the content of this case study is, you know, something that's very near and dear to our hearts, as many of us have been affected or may have been affected by data breaches in some form or fashion. A relevant case study that highlights the negative impact of compromise on trust and integrity is found in the paper titled Customer Care Ethics in the Banking Industry, a Comprehensive Study. This was written by L. Samarathunga and published in 2023. This study explored how compromises in handling sensitive customer information not only risked the data itself, but also severely damaged the trust that customers placed in financial institutions. The paper underscored the critical role that ethical integrity plays in shaping an organization's reputation, particularly in industries where trust is a foundational element of customer relationships. And this was very pertinent to me because one of the things that Ontario Solutions does, we conduct business impact analyses, and we look at the impacts of how, you know, instances such as this will damage your reputation, and how it impacts the organization's ability to defend and protect its bottom line while providing service to its customers, the service that customers expect. An overview of this case study, again, the context was the banking sector. And of course, the banking sector is inherently built on trust and the expectation of stringent confidentiality and ethical handling of customer information. I mean, we, you know, our hard earnings, people get up and go to work every day and, you know, place their monies or their savings or, you know, somewhere where they trust. So this case study, it delved into instances where customer information was compromised. And these compromises were due to lapses in ethical standards and security protocols. The findings of the study highlighted how such compromises led to a significant erosion of trust between customers and the bank, with long-term repercussions for the institution's reputation and customer loyalty. It also discussed the broader implications for the banking industry, emphasizing the necessity of maintaining high ethical standards to ensure customer trust and integrity. So if you watch the news, you know, I mean, there were so many news stories about, you know, the, you know, data breaches and, you know, unethical practices by banks. I can't emphasize the importance of, you know, avoiding compromise. And again, this was just one sector where we continue to experience it in our day-to-day life. Some of the key takeaways of this case study was, again, the importance of ethical integrity. It highlighted the importance or the consequences of compromise. And it was just not in the immediate financial or operational terms, but more critically in terms of lost trust and damaged reputations. Once someone has lost trust, and an organization has a damaged reputation, it's very hard to recover. And there's a monetary value that can be assessed to that. Lastly, the papers recommended that banks and similar institutions adopt comprehensive ethical guidelines and robust security measures to protect customer information and maintain high standards of integrity. This served as a pertinent example of the negative impact compromises can have on trust and integrity, especially in sectors like the banking industry, where the stakes of such compromises are significantly high. So we are now going to transition to segment three of this episode. And the title of segment three is The Five Root Causes of Compromised Standards. So the five root causes are traced back to society, cultural, economic and ethical, and psychological. Those are the root causes of compromised standards. This third segment examines the underlying factors that lead to compromised standards. These factors may include societal pressures, economic incentives, ethical dilemmas, and psychological factors. In this segment, we will delve into the reasons why people and organizations sometimes choose the path of compromise. And think about that from a personal perspective. We've all compromised something in our lives. What was the why behind it? What was the rationale? Was it, you know, society, you know, that kind of, you know, made you feel like it was okay to compromise? Was it something tied to your culture, the way that you were raised and groomed and brought up? Was it tied to some type of economic incentive? Or was it psychological? You felt like, you know, hey, I can, you know, possibly get over by compromising and, you know, it serves me. I deserve this break. Think about that. So firstly, we're going to discuss the societal pressures of the root cause of compromised standards. There are social norms and conformity. Research in social psychology, such as the Ash conformity experiments, shows how individuals may compromise their own judgment and standards to conform to social norms or peer pressure. This is a very interesting study, and I'm sure that you all are familiar with it or have heard of it in some form or fashion. But the Ash conformity experiment conducted by Solomon Ash in the 1950s, it was a series of psychological experiments designed to investigate the extent to which social pressure from a majority group could influence a person to conform. These experiments are fundamental in social psychology and provide insight into the power of conformity in social settings. So let me just give you a little overview of the experiment. This was a methodology, and the most famous variation of this experiment, Ash used a simple perceptual task where participants were asked to match the length of a line on one card to one of three lines on another card. Each participant was placed in a room with several other people who were confederates of the experimenter and not real participants. The confederates gave incorrect answers to the line length judgment task on certain trials, okay? So the objective was the real participant was seated such that they answered last or near the end, allowing them to hear all of the incorrect responses given by the confederates before giving their own answer. The objective was to determine whether the real participant would conform to the majority view and give an answer that was clearly incorrect, or if they would stick to their own accurate observation. This is so relevant, especially within our workplaces, you know, when you talk about groupthink. So the findings of this study, the Ash experiment, Ash found that a significant number of participants conformed to the majority view, even when the majority was obviously wrong. Specifically, about one-third of the participants conformed to the clearly incorrect majority on the critical trials. One-third doubted what they knew was correct. Now, the factors influencing conformity, further experiments by Ash and subsequent researchers found that there were various factors that influence, you know, the conformity of one person to the group at large, including the size of the majority, the presence of at least one ally, and the public or private nature of the responses. So compromise is a very complicated piece that has a lot of psychological aspects. And there are reasons for conformity. There are experiments, the Ash experiments, delved into why people conform, identifying such reasons as the desire to fit in or normative influence and the belief that the group is better informed than the person themselves. Why did this person doubt themselves? Can you relate? Have there been instances in your life and professional experiences or personal experiences where, you know, this experiment, you know, can, you know, helps you reflect on some decisions or some actions that you've taken? The significance of the ASH experiment highlights the powerful influence of social pressure on individual behavior and decision making. This demonstrates that people are often willing to go against their own judgment to conform with the group, underlining the complex interplay between individual autonomy and social influence. These findings have had a profound impact on our understanding of social psychology, influencing subsequent research on conformity, group dynamics, and the psychology of decision making. Wow, right? And there are also cultural influences. Cultural norms and values can play a significant role in shaping ethical behavior. Studies on cultural relativism and ethical decision-making illustrate how different cultures may have varying views on what constitutes ethical behavior. We're going to highlight another case study. This study highlights how cultural norms and values shape ethical behavior. The title of the study, or the title of the case study, is Leadership and Culture in Singapore: What Makes a Successful Education System. This was written by T. Bush and published in 2024 in the Journal of Educational Management, Administration, and Leadership. The research explored the influence of cultural values on school leadership practices in Singapore, aiming to understand the values that contributed to the success of Singapore's education system. In an overview of the study set out to explore the values that underpin the leadership and management practices in Singapore's education system, which is renowned for its high performance on international assessments. The research included a comprehensive review of existing literature and an analysis of Singapore's educational leadership practices. It focused on how collectivist cultural norms shape the approaches to leadership within schools and the broader education system. The author of the report, T. Bush, found that collectivist values, if I can say that right, collectivist values, which prioritize the group over the individual, play a significant role in shaping ethical leadership behavior. These cultural norms influence how leaders make decisions, implement policies, and interact with stakeholders, contributing to an education system that not only excels academically, but also promotes a strong sense of community and ethical responsibility. So we're going to take our third break, and we'll come back and discuss the conclusion of this case study while we move on. See you soon.
Are you ready to unlock your full leadership potential? Well, look no further. Our expert coaches will guide you to navigate complex challenges, enhance your decision-making, and inspire your team to reach new heights. Invest in your growth. Invest in your success. Elevate your leadership skills with Antero Solutions today. Visit our website, anterosolutions.com, or call 202-924-1781 to schedule your consultation.
Damayanti is the place for your soul, where you'll find inspiring reminders of your inner beauty and strength. Made in America and shipped directly from us to you, our unique collection of Sanskrit mantras speaks of pure love, resilience, divine energy, and more. Damayanti, join us as we take our soul journey together. Go to damayanti.store now to find the special mantra that speaks to your soul.
It's what the world has been waiting for and needing for a really long time. introducing you to Maximize Your Healing Power by Dr. Sharon Martin, available now. This book takes you on an empowering journey that teaches you how to have control over your own health, bridging the divide between Western medicine and shamanic practices of energy healing. Order today and get a free bundle of gifts from Dr. Sharon Martin and several of her partners. For more information, visit drsharonmartin.com.
Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Hi, I'm Erica Gifford Mills, founder of Balance Symmetry and host of Get Rooted Radio. If you answered yes to even one of the above, then this 12-week course is for you. The Rooted Life Group Coaching Series will give you the tools, techniques, and strength to be intentional in your pursuit of what sets your soul on fire. Find out more about this program on my website, GetRootedRadio.com.
The Crystal Coach Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back from our third and final break for this episode. Before we went on break, we were talking about the education system, a study. We were talking about a case study of the education system in Singapore. So in conclusion, the study found that understanding the cultural context is crucial for developing effective leadership strategies. In the case of Singapore, the alignment of leadership practices with deeply held cultural values was a key factor in the education system's success. So as we mentioned earlier, we talked about how context plays a vital role in determining how we navigate through compromise. Again, this study provided valuable insights into the complex interplay between cultural norms, values, and ethical behavior, particularly in the context of educational leadership. It underscores the importance of cultural awareness in shaping ethical practices and policies that align with the collective goals and values of the community within Singapore. Also, we have, there are economic incentives, as we talked about earlier. Economically, some economic incentives for, you know, compromising could be financial motivation. I know this is super prevalent. Economic incentives such as financial gain in the form of bonuses or promotions can sometimes encourage individuals and organizations to compromise their standards. Behavioral economics research, including studies on incentives and moral behavior, has explored this aspect. And then lastly, cost-benefit analysis. People and organizations may engage in a cost-benefit analysis when making decisions. You may not call it that, but that's what it is. If the perceived benefits of compromising standards outweigh the costs, you may be more inclined to compromise. Research on decision-making under uncertainty and risk, like prospect theory, provides insights into this process. And in future episodes, I'll show some diagrams so you can better get a pictorial view of, you know, how these components just play a part into our decision-making. Ethical dilemmas. There are also moral gray areas. Ethical dilemmas often arise when there is no clear right or wrong choice. Research in ethics, such as studies on moral reasoning by Lawrence Kohlberg, highlights the complexities of ethical decision-making and the role of moral development. And then also we have conflicting values. The individuals and organizations may face situations where their values conflict. Research on ethical frameworks and moral philosophy, including utilitarianism and deontology, help explain how people grapple with conflicting ethical principles. And we will definitely discuss this in greater detail in future episodes, along with a pictorial view of, you know, these components and how they impact our decision making. And then lastly, the psychological factors of compromise. You know, we have cognitive biases and emotional influences. For cognitive biases, such as the confirmation bias or the sunk cost fallacy, you know, these influence decision making and can lead individuals to rationalize compromise. And to, you know, rationalize and compromise their standards. Emotional influences such as fear, greed, or peer pressure can cloud judgment and lead to compromise standards. Studies on the interplay between emotions and decision-making have provided insights into this aspect. So reasons for choosing to compromise include short-term gain, lack of accountability, pressure to succeed, a fear of retaliation. Overall, understanding the root causes and reasons for compromise is essential for addressing and preventing ethical lapses in various contexts. By discussing these factors during the show, we'll grasp the complexity of compromise standards and the importance of developing strategies for leaders to mitigate against them. In the interim, some actions that you can take, that you can implement to prevent compromising standards are: know your clear, have clear codes of ethics and conduct. Establish and communicate clear and comprehensive codes of ethics and conduct that outline expected standards of behavior for individuals and organizations. Implement some ethical training and education within your workplace. Implement strong leadership and ethical role modeling. Adhere to ethical decision-making frameworks. Again, we'll discuss this in future episodes, but you can develop and use these decision-making frameworks to guide individuals and organizations to make ethical choices. Have transparent communications. You also want to have ethical leadership development. Invest in ethical leadership development programs that emphasize leadership skills and values. Ontario Solutions can help you with that. And stakeholder engagement. When you engage with your stakeholder, which are your customers, employees, and the community, you must understand their expectations and concerns regarding ethical standards. And then lastly, you want to have continuous improvement. Commit to continuous improvement in ethical practices and standards, always learning from your past mistakes and striving for higher ethical performances. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have covered a lot during this episode. And we will, like I mentioned earlier, we will delve more into the aspects of it through additional case studies, through graphics, through stories from guest speakers. And we'll, continue to learn more so that we can be better and hold one another to task for being the ethical standard bearer within our world. So in closing, as we wrap up this first episode of Leading by Example, Upholding Standards Without Compromise, I want to leave you with a thought that captures the essence of our journey together. The world we aspire to create, one built on trust, integrity, and unwavering standards, unites us. It begins with us. We've explored the reasons why compromise standards matter, their far-reaching consequences, and the urgency of addressing them. This is just the beginning of a profound exploration into the very fabric of our society, our relationships, and our own individual choices. Join us in the episodes to come as we delve deeper into the complexities of ethical decision-making, the root causes of compromise, and practical strategies for leading by example. I invite you to be an active participant in this movement, to question the status quo, and to challenge yourself to be a beacon of integrity in a world that sometimes tests our commitment to ethical principles. Remember, change begins with awareness, and the journey to a more ethical and principled world starts with understanding the why. Thank you for joining me today, and I look forward to your continued support and engagement in our mission to lead by example, upholding standards without compromise. Stay tuned for more enlightening discussions, inspiring stories, and actionable insights in the episodes that follow, because together I know that we can make a difference. Until next time, have a wonderful day. See you soon.
You have been listening to Leading by Example, Upholding Standards Without Compromise. I am your host, Dr. Vaughn, bringing you inspiring excellence, one lesson at a time. Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio every first and third Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific for fun, practical, and educational stories as I share lessons, both the good and the bad, that I have learned in my 20 years of leadership and management experience. As we go through and learn these lessons, I would ask you to be thinking about those lessons that you bring that you could share for potential, hey, you may even want to be a guest on our show. So think about those lessons as we continue to explore inspiring excellence one lesson at a time. For more information, please visit www.OnteroSolutions.com. That's ENTERO.